Well, today is the feast day here on June 2nd, or June 3rd it is, of the Ugandan martyrs, a very inspiring and martyrdom of these 21 young men that were between the ages of 13 and 30 when they were martyred for their Catholic faith and in defense of the virtue of purity against the pagan homosexual king who would use these young boys as pages for immoral purposes. And these young Catholic men that had been recent converts to the faith, that were either catechumens or newly baptized Catholics, began to move away from these practices and were martyred for their faith. So today we have the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, these 21 heroic young men. They are declared the patron saints of Catholic youth and Catholic action. They were martyred between the years 1885 and 1886. They were canonized by Pope Paul VI during Vatican II. In 1964, these heroic young men were canonized with the presence of all the 2,500 bishops during the Vatican Council. And these were really among about 100 Catholics and Anglicans and Protestants that were martyred for their faith. So in fact, this is a very ecumenical feast day because Pope Paul VI said that, of course, he canonized the Catholic members of the group, but there were other Protestant missionaries that were massacred and Anglicans that were also killed. And so we share a common faith in Christ, the Catholic Christians, Protestant Christians, and the Episcopalian Christians. Many of them gave their lives together, sort of hand in hand, as they were put to death by this wicked, evil, pagan king. So again, when we look at the life of St. Charles Lwanga, he himself was only a catechumen at the time. He was not yet baptized. But once his instructor and teacher was killed, then St. Charles was baptized and he was burned to death the very next day. Again, this pagan king was called Mwanga, and he had as the king, he had great power. And he would sort of recruit these young men to be pages, but he would use them in immoral ways. And some of them began to become Christian through the teaching of St. Joseph Masaka and others. And they would be teaching the young men to avoid the king and avoid his immoral advances. Well, once the king found out about this, he had the pages separated, who was going to be a Christian and who was going to follow the king. And these total about 21 were separated because they were praying, they were reading the Bible, and they were not giving in to his immoral advances. And because of that, he put them to death. Again, some of them were very cruelly treated, burned alive. Others were beheaded or killed by the spear or by the sword. And as Tertullian said, that the blood of martyrs becomes the seed of Christianity. And at that time, there were about 800 catechumens under instruction. After their martyrdom, that rose to 3,000 because of the great heroism of these young men who shed their blood for Christ and for the virtue of purity. They're very similar to St. Maria Goretti, who would not give in to the immoral advances of this other man. And so she died at his hand, and these young men died for Christ, for their Catholic faith, and for the holy virtue of purity. And so, of course, in our modern society, more and more, you just read about what's happening with the Boy Scouts, how they've changed their guidelines. And you see more and more the homosexual movement is advancing more and more. But if you read the Bible, read the teachings of the church, any homosexual activity is a serious sin. And these young men were willing to die in order to stay pure and to hold on to Christ. And so again, we should pray to St. Charles Lwanga and companions for their tremendous courage and their virtue of purity. They lived in a pagan world. Our world is becoming more and more pagan, more and more secular. So we need the example of these heroic young men more and more. So we pray St. Charles Lwanga and companions, pray for us.